This is Senator Bob Dole. While the Iran-Contra hearings dig up the facts, the dictatorship in Nicaragua digs a grave for its people. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Congress is working its way through the Iran-Contra mess. Slowly, the truth is coming out. That's exactly what President Reagan, Bob Dole, and the American people want. But while hearings dominate the headlines, a sad story grinds on in Central America. The oppression of the Nicaraguan people by dictator, yes, dictator, Daniel Ortega. First, Ortega stripped his own people of their basic rights. Now he's crushing them in an economic vice. He just jacked up the price of consumer goods. Gasoline went up by 177%, and a worker now has to labor for 2 hours just to pay for a bottle of soda. It's the final low blow. Stick to the facts, Ted. Ortega's got to go.
As usual, Bob, you missed the point about the economic problems in Nicaragua. The Soviet Union has bigger fish to fry than the Sandinistas. Gorbachev apparently wants an arms control treaty with the United States more than he wants Ortega. So the Kremlin is backing off a blank check economic commitment to Managua. There's real irony in that development, Bob. President Reagan's conversion to the cause of arms control is doing more to destabilize the Sandinistas than 6 years of the administration's misguided military support for the Contras and all of Oliver North's secret war. That ought to give you an idea, Bob. Support for the Contras is a dead-end strategy that can only lead to wider war and allow Ortega to blame his worsening internal troubles on Uncle Sam. Isn't it time to try diplomacy, Bob? It worked on arms control, and it can work in Central America, too. This is Ted Kennedy. It's time for Bob Dole to choose between his presidential campaign and his duties as Senate Minority Leader. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.